وعن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهانا عن الحرير والدباج والشرب في عانية الذهب والفضة. We are still in this chapter in which it is discussed that it is haram for this ummah to use utensils made out of gold and silver, like for eating, drinking, for cleanliness, jugs, etc., taps, etc., and all other ways of using these things. This is not allowed for this ummah at all. And in this hadith we read of a few other things also which are not permitted for the men of this ummah. Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us, did not allow us, he prohibited us from silk and also silk brocade. That is, just the little end of the material must not be made of silk also. For women it is permitted, but for men it is not permitted. We must not use silk material, etc. وَالشُّرْبِ فِي آنِيَةِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and to drink in containers that are made of gold and silver. And as we explained yesterday, there are many more things also, though they are not actually forbidden, but just if it is gold plated, if it is gold colored, we should also avoid that, because that also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, that those people who associate, make themselves similar to a certain people, they will be counted amongst those people. So though we know that it is not haram, but it is what they use, the non-Muslims, so we should avoid it totally. Teaspoons, etc., our cups, our plates, all our utensils also, were the gold rubbing that is there, a color of gold, we should try and avoid this. And also together with that, all other things which are particularly of the kuffar, like wine glasses, etc., apple juice, grape juice, which is sold today in the bottles that are corked, like wine is corked, all that also we should avoid it totally. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ عَنْ هُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ وَأَنْهُمْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. Yeah, Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لا تلبسوا الحرير ولا الديباج, do not wear silk and do not wear silk brocade. That is like the lace that is put on at the end of a garment. That should also not be made of silk. ولا تشربوا في آنية الذهب والفضة, and do not drink in utensils that are made of gold and silver. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِي سِحَافِهَا, and do not eat in the plates that are made of gold and silver. So all these things we should try and avoid totally, and we should, as we will read in front, which the more simple we are and avoid extravagance, that is what is required of us. Another narration states that one who wears silk in this world will be deprived of wearing it in the year after. Silk garments are only forbidden for men and not for women. Women can use silk in this world also, Muslim women, but for men it is forbidden. One Anas ibn Sirin qala kuntu ma'a Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Anas ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi says, I was with Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion in the Nafarim min al-Majus, and we were together at a gathering of the Magians, that is those people who are fire worshippers. We were sitting there and we were with them. فَجِئَ بِفَعْلُوزَجْ عَلَىٰ إِنَاءٍ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, then they brought some dish, a sweet dish, and this was in a plate that was made of silver. فَلَمْ يَأْكُلْهُ, then the Sahaba Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu refused to eat from it, that it is in a silver plate. فَقِيلَ لَهُ حَوِّلْهُ, then it was said to those people that changed the utensil, put it in another utensil. فَحَوَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ إِنَاءٍ مِنْ خَلَنْجٍ, وَجِيءَ بِهِ فَأَأْكُلُهُ. Then they put it into a utensil, a wooden utensil, the plate that was made of wood, then he consumed of it. If food has been placed in gold or silver utensil, it should only be eaten after being transferred to another utensil. And also many times today, with various types of functions, especially business people, people who have to attend various conferences, seminars, etc., we easily get caught up in these things. So we should be very careful where we go and what we eat, etc. And we should find out the masalas where sometimes it is necessary for us to attend some functions due to certain reasons. Then how we should behave there, what we should do. We should take a fatwa from a mufti and find out that what we should do in such circumstances. Today, lifestyle has changed also very greatly, and today is not the control of the Muslims. We are under the control of the non-believers, very unfortunately. So we should find out to what extent, how, what we should do in such circumstances. The hadith of this chapter reveal that Islam encourages simplicity in food, drinks, household appliances, utensils, etc. That is what it comes down to, that at least if when we go out and we are caught up in such situations, then we should find out what we have to do, what we should be doing there. But in our own homes, let us have total simplicity. Let us try and avoid all these types of utensils, which have got gold on it, gold plating, gold color, wine glasses, etc. Anything that is a resemblance of the non-believers' ways of life. At least in our homes, nobody is forcing us there, and we are not forced to do anything. There we should live a proper Islamic life. Extravagance, wastage, and imitation of the ways of the disbelievers is prohibited. We should not, extravagance is a thing that we all can avoid. And we should see, as far as our food is concerned, as far as our utensils are concerned, as far as our household items are concerned, we should try and have simplicity. That is the real sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innal bazazata min al iman. That simplicity is part of iman. That a person lives a simple life. We can have our little comforts, etc., but to go into extravagance and to go into wasteful things, especially on the occasion of some dawahs, etc., that we should avoid at all costs. May Allah guide us towards the true sunnat and the spirit of sunnat. And also at the same time, one very important thing is the way we are caught up today, to always be making tawbah and istighfar. We do get up in caught up in wrong things, then at least realize we have done wrong, make tawbah, make istighfar, and by that inshaAllah, Allah will also forgive us. But don't just let us carry on one way committing sins, and we don't think it also as a sin, and we don't even make tawbah and istighfar.